Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. Food. I like food. Especially if it's fried chicken or fizzy sweets or peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Anyway, if there was some worrying news for me and the rest of the planet, it came in April 2008. Bugle issue 26. Food. Non-existent food.
Top story this week, and peckish? Well, statistically, you probably are. The head of the UN World Food Programme this week described the current global food shortages as a silent tsunami which knows no borders, sweeping the world. That is a beautifully articulated and deeply depressing point, but I'm afraid it's not true, for this tsunami is a clear respecter of borders, proven by the fact that whilst countries around the developing world are rioting in the streets in the face of malnutrition and hunger, we've only recently started to pay attention because pizza's just got a bit more expensive.
Food could actually soon be a thing of the past. In Britain, the family food shop has gone up £15 a week on average. And let's not forget, John, here in Britain, we don't get tasty tidbits airdropped on us like the starving Africans do.
That's true. And yet you don't see journalists reporting about that, do you?
No, you don't.
Cost has gone up 40% worldwide since mid-2007, and there have been these riots and protests in Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Haiti, Egypt, many other countries that the West would love to care about, but just can't. Well, we've got a lot on our mind at the moment. We'll get round to it. The neediness is a real turn-off, though.
Yeah.
Evo Morales, the president of Bolivia, also issued warnings about the current expansion of biofuels, which convert cereals into fuel. And could this be the biggest cue yet for the developing world? Not only have we gorged ourselves to morbidly obese levels, now we are burning food as well. Ethanol production is on course to account for some 30% of the US maize crop by 2010, dramatically curtailing the amount of land available for food crops. We would rather have fuel than food. People will go to restaurants in the future to have their meal set on fire in front of them. Then they'll just sit back with a napkin in their lap, watch it burn, pronounce it delicious, tip the waiter and leave.
I mean, I don't understand why this is a problem, John. You would have thought that, you know, in an era where the world population is soaring upwards and, you know, the pressure on global food production is increasing, that using a large chunk of the world's agricultural land to make stuff for our cars, you'd thought that would be fine.
But, yeah, what's wrong with that?
You know, the bottom line is someone has got the maths wrong. My theory is, though, that the world's poor, as always, are copping it right in the nadgers. But they must have developed an immunity to it by now, surely. I mean, we spent the last 2,500 years lining them up against the wall, running straight at them and thwacking them in the plums with a cricket bat. Surely they can barely even feel anything now. These people don't need food. They don't need food. And if we can just starve off the excess 30% who use a disproportionate 1% of the food and energy of the world, then, you know, no one would have a problem. Is that wrong?
We might need a running translation for any American listeners there as to what nudges and plums refer to, although, to be honest, I think you can probably guess. The truth is, Andy, it's like the old saying goes, you reap what you sow. And when you sow the seeds of global inequality, don't act surprised with what sprouts up come harvest time.
Also, John, I don't see why it should always be us in the West that has to change our behaviour. Why should it be us that has to use these renewable energies instead of food-based car fuel? Why can't the poor people of the world learn to eat the wind and the sun? That's not unreasonable. There have been rice riots around the world. Who would have thought, John, that rice would be so popular? I've always found it a bit dull as a staple. I mean, I could live without rice, but it turns out the people of Haiti and the Philippines are fussier eaters than me.
Yeah, there are people now illegally hoarding rice in the Philippines to force the price up. So rice really has become the new gold. Rappers are going to start waving packets of rice around in their videos. Strip clubs are going to be full of businessmen emptying rice into the G-strings of lap dancers. Mo rice, mo problems, Andy. It's like the Wu-Tang Clan nearly said, rice rules everything around me.
And at the Olympics, in Beijing this year, all winning competitors will merely have a risotto poured over their heads.
Investors are even buying up food stocks as hedge funds start investing heavily in commodities. Is there nothing that the financial markets will not profiteer with?
Oxfam has said that the problem is that agriculture, as an issue, stopped being sexy.
What are Oxfam suggesting, that farmers wear lower-cut overalls? Come on! That's going to set farming back hundreds of years. They're trying to get away from that image.
Well, John, I did hear, and you can probably confirm or deny this, that as part of a concerted Bugle effort to make developing world agriculture sexy again, you're actually doing a swimwear shoot on a Cambodian Brussels sprout farm. Is that so?
Listen, Andy.
No smoke without fire.
What I'm going to say about that is it's not untrue.
You did pose for a photo in a tutu, John. I'm not putting anything past you anymore.
God, you know, I'd actually forgotten about that. There was a time when you saying that would have been a joke, and then something didn't seem right about it, and that's when I realised, oh yeah, I did do that. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is even restricting sales of rice at one of its chains. Sam's Club, which is Walmart's cash and carry division, which sells food at suspiciously low prices, has limited customers to buying a maximum of 4 bags per visit. Now, this has led to an increase in purchases of fake moustaches and wigs. Walmart has said that it's not restricting the amounts of flour or oil that customers can buy at this time. Everything that company says sounds sinister. All press releases from Walmart should be delivered by dimly lit men in swivel chairs stroking cats, muttering to themselves, "Shh, Tiddles, for one day we shall own everything. Then they'll see. Wah-ah-ah-ah." In terms of British supermarkets, the British government has criticised the buy one, get one free offers at supermarkets for increasing the amount of food thrown away by British shoppers. A third of food bought in the UK is thrown away, and that does not look good. If we're not setting fire to it for fuel so that we can drive our cars to the shops to buy more food we don't need, we're just chucking it away for the hell of it. 6 million tonnes a year of wasted food, and that's just Britain. We're tiny. Imagine the wasted food here, although, by the look of the Midwest, not a lot's going to waste.
Yeah.
I think they finish their dinners. I'm not going to say anything more than that. They finish their dinners in the Midwest.
They're heroes. For every overweight American we like to take the piss out of here in Britain, they have single-handedly probably saved 3 African children by not wasting food. Think of it that way. Hold up the mirror, Britain. Hold up the mirror.
We're expected to hit 9 billion by mid-century. That's the world, not Britain. Also, the emerging economies of India and China are resulting in more middle-class people there, whom a recent report discovered eat more food. Now, I don't know how we didn't make the connection between rich people eating more food than poor people before, but we've done it now. And what needs to happen, Andy, is we need to drive China and India back down into poverty. Everything worked fine then. It was the perfect balance.
Yeah, they've got to take one for the team, frankly. There are a couple of solutions, though. One, sew up the stomachs of the world's poor in the manner of a Hollywood celebrity to make them less hungry. Yes, it's expensive in the short term, but there will be long-term benefits. And also, we need to make trade more fair, not just for the farmers, but also for us, the consumers. It's got to be fair on my wallet, John. Fair trade products often a bit more expensive, and let's not forget, fairness is a duet, and at the moment it's all Linda Ronstadt and not enough Aaron Neville.
I know what you're thinking now. I want to go back and listen to a classic episode of The Bugle. Well, go back now and listen to episode 26, somewhere right at the bottom of your podcast feed.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.